Hour is Crazy Horse McGraw. Now, I have never heard him, and I don't think I've ever been in a meeting with him.
I have been 6 months
of it.
Because it's like a lot of things that you can get addicted to, especially, you know, all the chemicals and stuff that's in cigarettes now, you know. Chemicals have always been in cigarettes, but I personally, like I said, am glad that I've quit. Because, I mean, I've been, you know, ever since I've quit, I haven't had one single bit of cravings for it, and you know, I don't feel that I should even ever go back to smoking, because I mean, it's a bad, nasty habit, and I'm not really, you know. I'm not really sure why, I even started in the first place. I guess maybe it was peer pressure from kids at school, you know, because me and I started smoking when I was about, I think it was 16, because I was in grade 9. At the time, and kid said, "Oh, well, it's a nice, it's really actually great. You know, it's great to smoke cigarettes, and you'd be cool. Yeah, I was cool, all right. Yeah, I was cool for maybe a couple of days, and then, you know, they said that all the kids that said, oh, it was cool, where were they at? They weren't hanging around with me." Then I quit when I was in grade 12. I actually started back up again when I started working at a call center. And the call center that I worked with was, very stressful. You know, having to deal with customers that were very upset with, you know, the company that you work for, and then after quitting there from the call center, I quit for 3 months, and then I started back up again. And then after that, I smoked from then on till August the 5th of 2011. It's now the 7th of January, and you know, I've never thought that food would taste so much better, especially junk food. I've been very cautious, whenever I go to, like, you know, different places. Especially when I go to bars and whatever, you know, people are smoking outside them, and, you know, and it's just like when I get that, the whiff, or the smell of that cigarette smoke, it just really, it almost seems like it knocks me right over. Considering, you know, where I'm not used to the, used to it being on my clothes and whatever anymore. It's just it's just so much, it feels so much better to, you know, go somewhere and, you know, clothes not smelling of, you know, cigarette smoke, or when I come in from, you know, somewhere, and my clothes and, you know, breath smelling like cigarette smoke. But, you know, I've been very grateful, you know, for Lynn and everyone that who has helped me, you know, get through this. You know, especially, you know, I never would have done it without anyone, without the help of some of my friends in here, and listening to their stories and listening to their, you know, their shares. You know, everyone's been very, everyone's shares have been very helpful to me. You know, and I'm just like to actually kind of say, you know, thank you for, you know, everything. You know, and I especially like to thank the higher power. He's done quite a big deal of it too. And if anyone else would like to share, go ahead, because I'm done.
Well, Crazy Horse, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your night and coming and sharing your nicotine recovery story. And Crazy Horse has offered to coach her, which means that she will be in a training. That is just awesome, and we'll get together later, okay? That is just so cool. If anybody would like to find her on the mic, feel free to raise your hand.